Hello and good afternoon, radio listeners. You are tuned in to San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center radio broadcast. I am Deborah Newton, the founder of San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center, and we have with us today Vishera Adams, and she will be sharing with us her praise report and her testimony. We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and she shall be going forth in the power and might of Jesus Christ. You can listen, you can hear us here at Gospel 1480 and 92.1 from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Before we open up with prayer, I would like to thank Gospel 1480 for this opportunity to minister to the multitudes, as well as thanking Linda Lee of Moms and Them Entertainment, who is a sponsor. We also want to thank our listeners and supporters. Thank you and God bless you. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry by monetary offerings or word of encouragement, you can contact us at San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center, 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas. Our phone number is 210-227-4522. Let us go forth in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance. Let the gates of my life, the gates of the lives of those under the sound of my voice, and the gates of the city of San Antonio be opened up to you, the King of Glory. Send forth your angels, precious Father, to usher in your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, let righteousness, peace, joy of your kingdom be established here in San Antonio. Now, Father, we just ask that you just bless Vishera. God bless her to go forth in testifying of your goodness. Bless everyone that's under the sound of her voice. And Lord God, may those with the something like scales be upon their eyes. May that fall away today. Holy Spirit, I ask that you clear out the spiritual ears, that everyone will have the ear to hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying today. Now, we give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Hello, Miss Cheryl. How are you today?
I am doing awesome. Thank you for having me here today. Praise the Lord. San Antonio, she said, I am Vishera Adams, and I bring you greetings from Living Word Christian Fellowship with my pastor's doctor, Pastor David Crocker. And I count it an honor and a privilege, Sister Deborah, for allowing me the opportunity to share my testimony with the city of San Antonio. You know, many times when we wake up early in the morning, we rise and we expect a brand new mercy from God, and we expect a lot of things, but sometimes we don't know what we will expect or what we might face, you know?
Yes.
And so on March 3rd.
You know what? Before you start off, let me share this vision that I had had with
Amen.
You.
Amen. Yes, yes.
And then I'm going to let you break on loose with that. I'm going to pass the baton to you. When I met Vishera, it was approximately, I'm going to say 3 years ago that we had met again, because we were schoolmates. And she joined in with us at prayer meetings on Mondays at noon. And this one particular day, the Lord gave me a vision of her. And in the vision, I saw it was myself, it was her, and it was an angel. And there were many women standing in line, and they were waiting for something. They had the little things, you know, like the telephone things that you have around your neck that keeps your hands free while you're driving. That was considered a yoke. And I was the angel was telling me that to tell Vishera that she had the permission to take two off of the women's necks, two women. But there was a line of women waiting. And you know, when you want something, you see it in the eyes, it's like, pick me, please pick me. And she stood there for a moment before she walked, and she turned around, she says, why can't I take it off of all of their necks? And that right there is the compassion of God, because the Bible says that Jesus healed them all. Because of his compassion, he healed them all. And so now I'm going to pass the baton, and let me say this too. What I did know was the anointing that's on her life, that which she, God allowed her to go through, the anointing on her life would lift the burdens and destroy the yokes. And the yokes on those ladies, can I say? The yokes that was on those ladies' necks was cancer. And God has placed an anointing upon her life that lifts the burdens and destroys the yokes. And she has been given a permission from the throne of grace to move forward in that anointing. In the name of Jesus. So now I'm going to pass it on to you so you can tell the story of what God allowed you to go through.
Oh, my God. He's such a purposeful God. That dream just divinely connects with what I went through, not even knowing. Like I said, we wake up with expectation. And one thing I did not expect, on March 3rd, 2015, I found a lump in my right breast. And on the 24th of March, the doctors identified that lump as being cancer. That's not what I expected. I did not expect that thing to come into my life. A cancer had entered my life, Deborah, without my permission.
Without your permission.
Without my permission. That it was not what I was expecting. However, what I did expect when I found out that news is that God had it under control. I did expect him to honor his word, because I began to stand on his word and believe his word and represent his word back to him. Yeah. I said, Father, you said in your word that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were healed. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you shall deliver us from them all. Oh God, you said if I would keep your word and hearken to your command, that you would not put any of the diseases that you have placed on the Egyptians, because you are the Lord God, my healer. I began to stand on the promises of God. I did not expect cancer to enter my life, but I did have a great expectation that God had it under control. So as I left the doctor's office, I went there alone because I did not expect them. I prayed and said, whatever this lump is not going to be cancer. So I did not expect it to be. So I went by myself, and the natural reaction came upon me. I did cry a little bit, Deborah, and I did weep and wonder how I'm going to go home and tell my children about what the news I just heard. And I went home. I talked to my oldest boys over the phone because I moved out and told them about it. And one of my oldest sons said, well, Mom, I know you're going to be okay, because if you haven't taught us anything else, one thing you have taught us about is how to pray. Amen. And then I waited for my daughter and my younger son to come home from school, and I told them about it. And my youngest son really didn't have a reaction. He kind of just had the sorrow look in his face and went to his room. And my daughter, she sat there, and she said, well, Mama, are you okay? And, you know, tears began to flow from both of our face. You know, that's a normal reaction when you hear news like that. But I looked at her, I said, yes, baby girl, I'm going to be okay. And then a song came to my mind. The songwriter said, it ain't over until God says it's over. He said, it ain't over till God says it's done. So I told her, I said, baby girl, I'm going to keep fighting until the victory that has already been won is won through this battle that I'm about to go through. So I began to prepare myself. You know, I believe that God prepares us to be in a place that he already prepared us to be.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? He's already prepared us to go to a place where he's already prepared us to be. I believe right then and there that I was already prepared to go through this walk. Because I can remember that 2006 cancer tried to come into my life, Deborah, but God said it's not time. She's not ready. So at this time I said, well, God, as a prayer warrior, as one who's been praying for people with sickness and diseases and cancer, I've heard of and I've seen cancer drop off of people's body. I've heard of tumors instantly shrinking. So I know, God, that you can instantly heal me of this thing. That you can do it instantly, Father. But nevertheless, this is what I told him, Deborah. I said, Sister Deborah, I said, but if I have to go through this thing, let it be for your glory. I said, if I have to walk through this thing, let it be for your glory. Let me be able to encourage someone else to walk through this. Let me be able to show someone else. Let me be a light for you, God. It was kind of like when the disciples asked Jesus, when he saw the young boy that was born blind, and he said, okay, now which one of them the mother or the father, which one of them sinned that their child would be born blind? Mm-hmm. He said, neither. He said, this was done so that my glory could be revealed. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So I began to walk through this thing that man called cancer. I went to look up the definition of cancer, and I found that Webster's Dictionary called it an evil, dangerous thing that spreads destructively. Mm. That's what was in my body. An evil, dangerous thing that spreads destructively.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, oh, this got to go. Mm-hmm. I have to turn to God and depend on him. Oh, God, so as I walk through this thing again, I said, let it be for your glory. So I began the chemo sessions. And I went through the first session of chemo. Mm-hmm. And I saw how my body began to get tired.
Yeah.
And I began to come weak. Mm-hmm. And worry because of this evil thing that's inside my body. And God began to tell me, I'm going to show you some things in the spirit and in the natural. You know, a lot of times when things happen, people try to bring it on and say, what did she do that she has to go through that? She mm-hmm. needs to repent, just mm-hmm. like they did mm-hmm. Job, you know?
Yeah.
But he said, no. This is what I'm going to show you that you done wrong. And it's so profound, the vision you had and the yeah. words you gave me.
Yeah.
He said, what you have not been doing, daughter, as you have not been walking in the anointing that I had placed on your life mm. in order to go forth and deliver the people that I had. So I'm going to take you through this thing. It's going to be for my glory, but I'm going to show you some things in the physical, and I'm going to show you some things in the natural that you have not been having the boldness to walk through.
Jesus.
And I'm going to equip you to now go forth to walk in the anointing that I had
Jesus.
Placed before you at the beginning of time. So I began to walk through this, and when I went through the first chemo section, my body became weak
Jesus.
And brittle. My body became tired, and I was not able to go forth and do the things that he called me to do. I could no longer sing in the worship team. I was too tired.
Yeah.
I could no longer go and work in the administration office at the church because I was too tired.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me in the physical, but in the spiritual, he said, that's what I want you to remind my people. That they don't get so tired and bogged down with the cares and the things of the world and so busy that they don't have time or the strength to do what I've called them to do.
Jesus.
Mm. He said, I don't want them to be tired with the things of the world and they can't do the things that I destined them to do. Mm, 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 mm. And then I went on to the next chemo sessions, my sister Deborah. I went and I saw my body begin to change. I saw the physical, my hair. I lost all my hair.
Mm-hmm.
My nails became brittle and black. My skin became dark. Mm-hmm. I was not pleasing in my own sight. When I walked through in front of the mirror, it would remind me about this evil thing that's mm-hmm. inside of me because my appearance. That's what I had to go through in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
But then God showed me in the spiritual, again, that's how when someone else gets this thing called cancer, it may not be the physical cancer, but what is your cancer? It could be financial distress. It could be loneliness. It could be addiction, whatever it is. When my people are plagued with an evil, dangerous thing that caused destruction in their life, it'll cause their appearance to change. And they begin to think that they're not worthy to walk before the Father. The enemy will try to keep them bound in their past and constantly reminding them by the appearance of what they're going through or what they're looking like. And no, he said, no, I can change you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made of me. He said, but I want you to let the people know that there's deliverance, that they can get through this thing. So I'm taking you through this for my glory. Hallelujah. He said, God, I want it to be for your glory. And he said, yes, my daughter, it will be for my glory. And then as I went on, I can remember going through the chemo more again. As I went through six sessions, sitting for 5.5 hours, this mm-hmm. poison going in my body, trying to destroy this evil thing. And I lost my appetite.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my desire to eat. I lost my thirst to drink. I could barely even drink a glass of water when I was going through this thing. And it was terrible. I began to lose weight and all different things began to happen to my body. Where I lost my hunger and my thirst for food, the natural
mm-hmm.
food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But see, sometimes in the spirit, y'all listen, because I'm speaking parallel here.
Yeah. Come on.
What he was showing me there, that in the spirit, when something evil and malignant, dangerous get into the body of Christ, they begin to lose their hunger for my word. They begin to lose the thirst thing after me. He said, when this thing called cancer, yes, I had the physical illness of cancer, but what is your cancer? What is the thing that's dangerous and causing destruction in your life? I had the physical thing, and God, I'm going to transfer and show you how God said that he is a healer.
Yeah.
Oh, because I stand here today as a living testimony that God is a mighty healer.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. So I went through all those sessions of chemo, and I watched my body transform, and I listened to the things that God was speaking to me. I listened to the things that he was teaching me and showing me, and I was watching how this thing was for his glory, because although I was not going through this thing, I still had the joy of the Lord. In victory, because
yes.
I know that the victory had already been won.
Yes.
I knew I had to fight with obedience of his word, but the battle was God's and it had already been won. And anytime I had strength, Sister Deborah, to get up, I would go into the house of the Lord and get amongst the people, surround myself with the word of God. I would play scripture CDs on the
yeah.
side of my bed and let his word just wash me through the night.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The word of God just speak over my life, because we understand and know that his word is powerful. His word is true, and when his word goes forth,
yeah,
and it goes out, it don't come back void.
It don't.
Mm-hmm. It does not come back void, but it will accomplish that what it was sent out to do. And through this process, I continue to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Through the process.
Yeah.
When we're going through seasons in our lives, we have to continue to praise God, because praise confuses the enemy.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
says she's
yeah,
going
yeah,
through
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
She's weak. She's tired. She can't eat, but she's still praising God. Oh, because he said, go ahead and praise me through the process on my way to the promise.
Yes.
I was on my way to the promise that God had already placed before me. So I said again, God, let this be for your glory. And I can remember I got to the very last session of chemo, and I was ready to actually to give up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy to have to go through
yeah.
that process. I was really ready to give up, because it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And a dear sister who came and was having communion with me every morning, she mm-hmm. said, you have the spirit of a finisher. You can finish this thing.
Mm.
And I went to the last session, and there was a young lady. In spite of how down I was,
okay.
she was doing worse.
Mm.
I heard her over talking to the nurse there, and she was saying how she's tired, she can't do this. She was only on her fourth chemo session. She can't do this no more. She's tired, she's weak, and she just wants to give up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was like, just whatever Jesus. Happens to me, let it happen. If I have to die, let it be, because I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I overheard her, Sister Deborah, and I began to pray. And when the nurse walked away, I said, Sister, I heard what you were saying to the nurse, and I was praying for you, if that was all right. And she said, praise God, thank you for your prayer. And so I said, you know, I've been where you're about to go right now. I've already been through that. And my God is so gracious, and he's true, and he's trustworthy in his word. So if you hold on to God and trust him, I believe her name was Barbara. I said, Barbara, you will not look like what you're going through.
Hmm.
If you hold on to God and trust him, you will not look like what you're going through. Amen. And I'm a living witness. If you would see me then and you see me now, I don't look like what I went through, my sister. I do not look like what God has brought me through for your glory.
Ooh.
So he did what he said. He allowed me to encourage that young lady. She said, my sister, I came here ready to give up. I came in here ready to throw in a towel, but you brought joy and strength, and I'm leaving out of here with hope and happiness. God be the glory. To God be the
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And so I said, God, continue to allow my light to shine. Continue to use me.
Yeah.
To help your people. Because I ask you from the very beginning, if I have to go through this, let it be for your glory. Let me feel the destiny, the purpose that you have placed before me. And he has done just that.
Yes.
I thank God. When I finished those sessions, my sister, we were almost done. And I had 8 more sessions to go, and they wanted me to go through chemo. And then that's when God transitioned and said, now I'm going to show you how the healing. You are the healed, protecting your health. And I said, he allowed me to meet a man named Dr. Price.
Mm-hmm.
And this doctor took me to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He said in Genesis 1:29, God says, I give you every seed bearing fruit and every plant that bears seed
Amen.
As meat as for your food.
Yeah.
And He said, take all those things, unnatural things out of your body.
Uh-huh.
And begin to put the natural things in there.
Yeah.
And watch how now your body will heal. He used his word to do the complete heal. Yeah, the chemo took me through the process of the lesson, what he wanted to show me. But he said, now let me show you the natural things of God, how I'm going to heal you. And take this message out to those people that are hurting, who are dying, and let them know that I am the Lord God, your healer. Amen, amen. My sister, my God, I thank God. So there's healing. There's healing out there. God, his word is true. His word
yes,
is probably,
is.
It's a promise. And when you brought that word, that dream, and then you brought, I don't know if you can remember the word you shared with me on yesterday. It just confirmed. It was confirmation.
You know, we had had lunch maybe last week, a week ago, and while we were sitting having lunch, it was a few other of us there, a few others there, and while we were having lunch, the Holy Spirit says, bring her on the radio, let her testify. And I looked at her, and I said, now, okay, I got to make sure I'm hearing you right, God. And so I just listened for a little while longer. And then I turned to her. I said, what are you doing on such date or whatever? And so anyway, we made the appointment for her to be here today to share her testimony because God ordained it. Mm-hmm. Not Deborah. God ordained it for her to share her testimony today. And then this week, as I was going throughout the week, God was showing, had brought to my remembrance her, the dream I had concerning her. And so I said, I got to call her. And one thing that it says in the Bible in Luke 4, and I'm just going to do a little paralyzing here. The Bible says, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then you know the rest. But in my commentary, it says they did not perceive what Jesus was saying then. And I was like, oh, God, let us perceive what you are saying by the Spirit. So I had to call her and I called her and we talked and God had said to her, how did he say it, Michelle?
He well, at your beginning, you remember I said before I even knew about the word God gave Sister Deborah, I'm going to take you through this because what you have been doing wrong, you have not been walking in the anointed power and the boldness that I've given you to help break the yoke and set the captives free.
The anointing lifts the burdens and destroys the yoke.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. And so you were I don't know how I said it. I said, well, Michelle, you got to know that you know you got to walk in this. The anointing that is on your life lifts the burdens and destroys the yokes. And there are people out there that have yokes on their neck, and it's called yoke of cancer. And God says, giving you permission by the anointing on your life to lift the burdens and destroys the yokes. And then the Lord told you,
amen. A year before I heard this word, that's what he said to me. He said, I'm taking you through this because you are not walking in the power of the anointing that I placed on your life to lift up the heavy burdens and help break the yokes of cancer. And I'm speaking about the physical cancer of healing, but there's also a spiritual cancer. What is your cancer? Oh, I've been praying, fasting, and believing that God's word is true and praying for the saints. And I know God is a healer.
So we thank God for this opportunity. I thank you for coming and sharing with the body of Christ your testimony.
Five more minutes.
Oh, we got 5 more minutes. So, and I'm asking you, I would ask that you pray for our listeners today. There are yokes that are upon the lives of the people and how God has given you to break that down. Regarding that cancer, that dangerous thing that comes in to destroy the body. There are people that are in the body of Christ that are going through some stuff. And so I'm asking you, will you pray for the people today?
Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Oh, holy is your mighty name.
Amen.
Your kingdom come. Let your will be done, oh God, here on earth as it is in heaven. God, we thank you for this day that you give us daily our bread. And you forgive us of our trespasses, oh Father God. But now, my God, we want, Father God, the culture of your kingdom to rain down on this earth, God.
Yes.
Lord, we know you said in your word that you are the Lord God, our healer. Father God, you said that God, Jesus, he took the stripes upon him. And he bore it, Father God, and by his stripes we are healed. God, and we ask right now if there's that one who is bound with any dangerous, malignant thing that's causing destruction in their life, we cast it, call it out, and bring it down with the authority and power that you've given us through your son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, God, sickness and disease has no control over our life, God. You created us, our bodies. You need our bodies to work the land, Father God. Because you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from the wicked men, he said, then will I heal the land. So that tells me right now, you're saying, if we do this, then you will do that. That
yes.
You need us. I knew, God, that my body would be no good to you laying on that couch. My body would be no good to you being frail and fragile. So you didn't heal me for me. God, I know you did it for your glory.
Yes.
Oh, God, so I'm asking right now, Father, that one out there who's laying in that sick bed, Father God, let them know that you are a healer.
Yes.
Oh, God, let them know that they are already healed and that we are the healed walking and protecting our health. Let that one who may not have a physical illness, God, oh, God, that may be have a cancerous disease called drug addiction or
yes.
drug abuse or loneliness or anything, financial struggle, whatever the cancer is, God. We're calling it out right now
right
from the
now,
very
the
root, God. From the very root, God, you are a peacemaker. Oh, God, you are a healer. And we're claiming it right now in the mighty name of Jesus that it's already done. Oh, Father God, you said that you brought me to heal and bring up the brokenhearted and break the yokes, oh God. So right now I decree and declare with the authority given me through the power of your son, Jesus Christ, that they are healed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my God. I thank you for allowing me the awesome privilege to be used by you, oh God. And I thank you right now for that one that's at the sound of my voice who have the faith that the size of a mustard seed to believe that you are healed. You are healed. In Jesus' name, you are healed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Ooh. San Antonio.
Listeners, what can I say? What an awesome message that you just heard.